A popular book about an epic journey of adventure and discovery comes to life on the big screen today.
You think that tiger is your friend? He's an animal, not a playmate.
Animals have souls. I have seen it in their eyes.
Joining us now to talk about Life of Pi, Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday. Good to have you back, Anne.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So we have heard some critics already praising Life of Pi. Blockbuster book. How does it translate to the big screen?
I was really transported by this film, and I kind of went in with some skepticism because, like Cloud Atlas that we talked about a few weeks ago, this is considered kind of an unfilmable book. It's about this young man who's shipwrecked and has to survive for more than 200 days on a lifeboat with a Bengal tiger. And I just thought, how are they ever going to be able to do this in any kind of credible, believable way? And the director, Ang Lee, has just done a spectacular job of sort of bringing this story to life, not just with realism, which he does with the help of computer imagery and 3D, but with a lot of lyricism and poetry. So it's really a fanciful, just a gorgeous, poetic film-going experience, you know, with a meaningful story that brings up some really interesting questions about faith and spirituality and religion, and really takes you on a journey. And it's really one of the best uses of 3D that I've seen in a very long time.
Huh. For a storyline that is markedly different, let's shift to Hitchcock. Helen Mirren and Anthony Hopkins each getting lots of positive buzz.
Yeah, no, this is, you know, Hitchcock is sort of all the rage these days. He's just, you know, there's an HBO movie that's kind of in rotation about the filming of the Birds, and this is actually about the filming of Psycho, and it features Anthony Hopkins in a really, you know, it's characteristically clever impersonation of the director. Scarlett Johansson plays Janet Leigh, a piece of casting that I didn't quite find so credible. It's a little bit of an interesting slice of life in terms of a backstage movie story. It's a portrait of the Hitchcocks, really amazing marriage and creative collaboration. I think some of the conceits didn't work so well. There are scenes of him kind of communing with the real-life murderer who served as one of the models for the character in Psycho. I didn't really think that was quite as compelling as some people might. But, you know, it's just like for a little diversion, a little inside showbiz history, it's pretty entertaining.
All right, Anne, enjoy your holiday. Appreciate it.
Same to you. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Anne Hornaday is the Washington Post film critic.